the past few days, some of Australia's best tech journalists have been squirreled away at a conference right here on the Gold Coast. They have been pretty quiet. They didn't trash any hotel rooms or anything, but they've spent 3 days listening to presentations from technology companies and politicians alike. It's called the Tech Leaders Forum, and one of those tech journos who took part was Stilgherrian. He's a Sydney-based technology journalist and commentator. Stilgherrian, welcome. Good morning. Oh, hang on for a second. Hello. Well, I obviously didn't go to tech school, did I? I just pressed the wrong button. How are you?
Look, I'm great, thanks, Nicole. And I think that's probably because I didn't join the journos going over to Stratty one night. So, you know, I had a good night's sleep instead. Those guys, less so.
Oh, look, I'm sure they were well behaved. What came out of...
It was an on-water matter, Nicole. We can't comment.
It's an on-water matter. Thank you, Minister Morrison. What came out of this meeting of tech minds?
Look, you mentioned speed dating just before. This is speed dating with all of the tech vendors, and so you get a massive amount of information in a short time. But what I've really got out of it so far is the feeling that, well, we've got a buzzword we are going to be sick of, or a buzz phrase by the end of this year, and that is the Internet of Things.
The Great Internet itself. Of Things.
Yes, everything. See, what we've got now is we're getting wireless broadband all over the place, and the price is dropping, and we're getting the technology itself in devices so cheap that everything is going to end up connected to the internet. And we're talking everything from cars, smart TVs, air conditioners, rice cookers we've got now already on the internet, refrigerators. Recently a refrigerator was accused of sending spam. Every kind of machine, and not just machines, people and animals. You, your kids, your grandparents, your pets will all be connected to the internet.
Okay, let's pedal back. My $15 rice cooker certainly doesn't talk to me online. Level of technology?
Very soon. I haven't seen the pricing yet, but a little more expensive rice cooker might connect to the internet. And see, the price of all these things is dropping. I mean, it's not that many years ago that the idea of a paper Christmas card that opened up and played music to you would be insane. They exist now. And they have existed for years. Look, the technology gets so cheap that, all right, rice cooker, why would you want to do it? You might want to feed back from your rice cooker information to the manufacturer to improve its cooking when different kinds of rice come out. You might want to provide a link back to you so that if you're going to be late leaving work, you can tell the rice cooker not to start for another hour. I think the rice cooker one's a bit BS between you.
Oh, well, come on, people. It's a rice cooker. Once you put the rice and the water in, you walk away. Now we're trying to make that process easier.
It's not rocket surgery, is it?
No, it's not.
But more seriously, cars.
Yep.
Air conditioning systems, aircon. Here in the Gold Coast, you know how much your power bill goes on paying to keep your home or apartment cool in summer. What if, again, you could have that automatically talk to the diary in your phone that says, I see that you're going to be leaving work and coming home, so I'll get the air conditioner on. Oh, I see now you've got a meeting out, so in fact I won't start the air conditioner till a bit later, and it'll do that automatically from your air conditioning's understanding of your work schedule.
What if your internet goes down? Sometimes this happens, and then that means nothing works. Well, I suppose it could work, but you just wouldn't have control over it.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to say this is perfect. And to be perfectly honest, I'm not a booster for the Internet of Things. I think some of it, like the rice cooker, is just getting a bit silly, you know, and things are being connected to the internet because they can be. But it's like with anything. How does your business run when the internet goes down or the telephone goes down? Well, you know, the answer is it doesn't terribly well, or you live without it for a while. It's the internet ain't all that unreliable these days.
And what about hacking, Stilgherrian? I don't want someone to hack into my air conditioner.
Yes. Look, here's where it gets scary. And I spend about two-thirds of my time writing about information security and hacking and things like that. I have already seen at a conference a young Korean hacker demonstrate how he can hack into smart TVs so that you think you've put it down to standby and it's asleep, but in fact it's built-in camera and microphone that you'd normally use to talk to Arnie Joyce in London, you know, at Christmas time. The camera is on, the microphone is on, and it's streaming that video and sound back to the hacker, and you think the TV's turned off.
Oh, my gosh.
That's already
essentially somebody having a private camera in your house.
In your house.
Taking images of you.
In the boardroom at work where you're having your negotiations, or in the classroom at school or whatever, or the hotel room. Well, nothing bad ever happens in hotel rooms, does it, Michael?
Not at all. Still, Garian is with me. He's a Sydney-based technology journalist scaring the bejeebies out of us today, just talking about the Internet of Things, which was widely discussed and will continue to be so. Gold Coast Conference of Australia's Best Tech Journalists has just wrapped up. Sally, the producer, just wanted to let everybody know that if hers was hacked, there would only be her eating or sleeping in front of the television. But then if someone did a nudie run, for example, from one end of the house to the other, you'd be in a lot of trouble.
You know, a hot day, you come home, you know, you might not necessarily be fully dressed. You know?
Exactly.
And some people have the telly in the bedroom.
That's right. Oh, yes, that's right.
Yes. And this young hacker indeed pointed out, don't put your smart TV in the bedroom. And with his advice, he's now been employed by one of the smart TV companies to talk about their product. But look, you know, smart cars are a thing. In fact, just recently the US Department of Transport has mandated that all new cars sold in the US after a certain date will have to have the kind of wireless communications out to the internet and to each other, really so the cars can talk to each other about where they are. And if you think the little collision avoidance beepy things when you're reversing your car now are handy, because you don't, you know, back into a power pole or something. You know, when the cars are actually talking to each other and warning you that you're too close, but, you know, this has the potential to save lives. At the same time, I've seen demonstrations by hackers how they can hack into all of those car control systems. So the car is revving at 4,000 or 5,000 RPM, but on the dashboard it says, no, it's just idling and you're not moving, and then the display scrolls across a message to say your car has been possessed by Satan. So,
Did you get the feeling from this conference that all future cars will be smart cars?
The rule in the US. That will be the case. And just like now, pretty much any phone you buy is a smart phone. I mean, you go out and try and buy what we now call feature phones or not smartphones or dumb phones, you know, that all they can do is make phone calls and send SMS. Try and find one.
Yeah.
They're all smartphones now because the price drops. It's just easier to put smarts in everything, and the technological imperative of the geeks who see a great technological future is, hey, let's connect all this up and see what we can do. It might be cool. And the hackers go, excellent, while you're doing that, we'll see what we can find out about you. Nothing new here under the sun.
No, nothing to see here. Everything. Still, Garian, thank you. I hope you had a great time on the Gold Coast. Good thing you didn't go on that Strati excursion. Wouldn't have ended well.
Yeah, no. As I say, I can't discuss on water matters.
Thank you, Still, Garian.